Pure Dog Talk is the voice of purebred dogs. We talk to the legends of the sport and give you the tips and tools to create an awesome life with your purebred dog. From showing to preservation breeding, from competitive obedience to field work, from agility to therapy dogs, and all the fun in between, your passion is our purpose. All right, you guys, welcome. Welcome to Pure Dog Talks Live at 5. I'm your host, Laura Reeves. So tonight, we're taking on a super cool topic, showing dogs on a shoestring. So we all know that right now, life is super expensive. Dog shows are a dime a dozen and entries are not. So we're going to go walk through some of the steps that we need to do and our entire budget. As they say in the meme, how do you become a millionaire at dog shows? You start as a billionaire. So let's see what we can do. All right, you guys, as a breeder, you're passionate about setting up each puppy for success, whether that's in the ring or at home. While puppies can be vulnerable to unexpected accidents and illnesses, you can help ensure that they have access to high-quality care when they need it with Trupanion, medical insurance for pets. Trupanion created their breeder support program with responsible breeders in mind, so you're able to send each litter home with a special offer for immediate pet medical insurance coverage. When your buyers take advantage of this offer, their puppy receives coverage against whatever life may throw their way, from an upset tummy to a broken leg and everything in between, Trupanion can help. As a member of Trupanion's free breeder support program, you'll also receive access to more special perks, including comprehensive litter health insights, educational resources to share with your buyers, and more. So sign up today at Trupanion.com/Pure Dog Talk. Trupanion is underwritten in Canada by Accelerant Insurance Company of Canada, or GPIC Insurance Company, and in the United States by American Pet Insurance Company, or ZPIC Insurance Company. While everybody's hopping on, I've got a couple items just for the good of the order. If you're not a regular here, want to make sure you catch these. First of all, the Marty and Laura Show. If you haven't checked it out, please, please, please do. Anywhere you find your podcast, on YouTube, etc. The Marty and Laura Show. Like, share with your friends, your family, your puppy buyers. Our goal with this show is to reach junkie public, right? The average pet owner with important, reliable, fact-based information about pets in general. There's cat information, you guys. I think cats are like fluffy potted plants, but Marty knows some stuff. So we've got all of it. It's a must share for your puppy kits. It's a fabulous good time. Second of all, Auntie Laura's Beginner's Guide to Show Dogs. It's always out there. It's been available for a number of years. It's at the book tab on the website, puredogtalk.com. We also have a couple brand new audiobooks that are available. Frequently Asked Questions, this just sort of great general information, is available on the Marty and Laura Show.com. And Dog Breeding Big Picture, super important, great topics for all of our breeder friends. That's available on Pure Dog Talk right now. Next up, remember, we've got archive access, right? Like, I've done all the hunting and pecking. I have organized this by topic for you guys, and you can download an entire album. In some cases, in most cases, dozens, in some cases, many dozens of episodes on very specific topics like breeding and whelping, hands-on, veterinary voice, love the breeds, whole bunch of stuff. So go check that out. That's in the store tab, the shop tab on puredogtalk.com. I'm going to tell you guys, we just had our Pure Dog Talk Board of Advisors meeting in Seattle, and we've got some incredibly cool stuff. that we're planning for 2026. We're going to be rolling it out. I am telling you, like, mind-blowing. So BOLO on that. Huge changes, lots of upgrades for the website. Stay tuned, because it's going to be like amazeballs. Always remember, if you have a topic you want to see featured, just shoot me an email, laura@puredogtalk.com, and I'll put something together for you. And, you know, I think it's really important to, here we are, it's the holidays, right? Remember to share the love with our sponsors and our advertisers. These folks are putting a good amount of money to making sure that you guys have access to incredibly cool information. That's their commitment to our sport and to our industry and to all of us. And so, you know, give them a little love. Stop by, say hey, say you heard them on Pure Dog Talk. All right. Just as important, honestly, is the support from our listeners. If you haven't yet, check out our exclusive patrons group. You can sign up for the patrons and the regular contact from me and from actually an incredible group, really curated group of people that can answer questions for you and help you. And it's as little as $10 a month. It's like a cup of coffee somewhere. And that's for a month. So check out the patrons tab at puredogtalk.com. And always remember, your passion, that's our purpose. So, all right, let's get into it. We've got a big topic. This is something that we have actually discussed on the patrons group. This started as a topic in the patrons group that I'm now leveraging out to you guys and wanted to share with you. If you have questions, be sure to drop them in the chat, because Natalie is going to make sure that I'm able to answer them for you. So just type in on Facebook if you have a question. We'll answer it. Okay? All right. So, dog shows on a shoestring. Hello. It is 2025. Money is scarce. Dog shows are not. And trying to get the best bang for our buck is really, really important. And so I've got some ideas for you. I'm open to your ideas. If you have ideas, share them. This is a brainstorming with me leading the way. So I'm going to lead the way. You guys pipe up if you have some ideas. First of all, these are in no particular order, but there's a few things that I think are really important. The first one, number one, make a plan. I cannot stress to you how important this is. Don't do things on a whim. Organize your majors. Get together. There's social media, Facebook groups all over the place, making majors for X, Y, or Z. Get together with other people in your breed to build entries. It's a lot easier than having to build your own majors with your own dogs. That's a pain, right? Like, nobody wants to do that. If you're new to the breed, take some time to look at InfoDog. So infodog.com. And you can type in your breed and look at past entries in your area. Find out what shows pull an entry. If you're not new, you know where the shows are going to have an entry. Like wire hair pointers, there's never going to be an entry during hunting season. I promise you that other than the national, from like September to January, there are no wire hair pointer entries anywhere in the known universe. It's just not a thing. You know when and where dogs in your breed are liable to be entered. Do the research on that. Ask people in your breed if you're new to it. Unless you're showing a dog to be a top group competitor, just randomly entering the dog show next door is probably a waste of money. I cannot tell you how many dog shows I judged over the course of the last year where the entry in Labradors, and it wasn't just me, like they hated me, like the entry for Labradors was 3. What? How is that possible? Right? Okay. It's a thing. Know where the entries are going to be. Be proactive. Put some effort into those entries. let people know, hey, I've got a class dog and a class bitch who's going to wherever. All right. Research the judges. And this is all part of making your plan. Know who the judges are in your breed. Go back to InfoDog or go to AKC and you can look up the AKC judges directory. Click confirmation, type in the name of the judge in question, and you can go scroll through and you can see their past assignments. Then you can look for your breed and you can actually pull up the results from those shows. This enables you to see what the entire entry was and what the judge did with that entry over the course of time, over the course of, in some cases, many years, and large and small entries. And hopefully, if you know your breed, know your standard, know your dog, know what the faults and the positive qualities of your dog are, this is going to help you understand what that judge is going to be liable to appreciate in your breed. And with that knowledge, it helps you make decisions about which judges to enter under. Okay. I'm a judge. I'm telling you, not all judges are created equal. It's a fact. And what a judge who is a fantastic judge might like in your breed may not be what you have. Don't write them off as a judge. Write them off for that dog, right? So understand what they like. If you have that, bring it to them. If you don't waste your money. Money and time are our precious resources here. Okay, so we're just kind of going into this with that basic understanding. If you're trying to finish your dog, if you want a grand championship, right? If you're just trying to get kind of basic level stuff, it's really important to maximize your dollars. It's a different understanding depending on your goal. So that's number two. We're going to make a goal. So start with make a plan. But before you can make a plan, you have to make a goal. You have to put the cart behind the horse, right? So what's your goal? Finish your championship. Finish your grand championship. Finish in the top five in your breed. Hell, go balls to the wall and say, I want to be number one. Number one. Okay. Make a goal and then build your plan around meeting that goal. So I'll give you a perfect example. If your goal is to finish your championship, you need to go to dog shows where there's going to be an entry in your breed. Same if you're trying to finish a grand championship. Now, if you want to be the number one dog in your breed, say, for example, in breed points, also, you have to find entries. You can't be number one in the breed if you don't find entries to compete with and hopefully defeat. If you want to be number one on group points, whole different status, right? So number one breed points is based on the number of dogs defeated in breed competition. Number one all breed is based on the number of dogs defeated in the group. And if that's your goal, if you have a super flashy, high performance, high competition kind of dog, that dog might be more suitable to aiming for number one all breeds. In which case, you're going to go to dog shows where there are entries in your group, but not necessarily 9 million entries in your breed, because you want to maximize your potential to get to the group, to get a group placement, right? And it's dogs defeated in the group. So if there's 40 terriers entered at this dog show, winning the group doesn't do you a hell of a lot of good. So those are the sorts of things that we're talking about when I say make a goal, make a plan. That's the level of detail that I want you to think about. I want you to go really deep in the weeds, and I want it to be a whole lot more than, oh, hey, this is a cute little dog show on the Oregon coast where I get to ride a pony on the beach. I mean, that's a cool thing, but it may or may not be the best use of your time and money, right? Okay. Make a plan, make a goal. Can't make a plan until you make a goal. Now, number three on our list in the saving money department, right? We're trying to not become a millionaire from a billionaire or not pretend we're a billionaire when we're not, you know, champagne taste and beer budget, like that. All right. Number three, make a team. So we made a plan, we made a goal so that we could make a plan. Now I'm going to say make a team. And this is really important. And I think it's hard for a lot of us. We all tend to be kind of like swaggering around. Get together with friends. Like, okay, first, make a friend. Sometimes a challenge. I get it. Make friends maybe outside of your breed. The patrons group is a really great place to do this, to meet people, to make friends, to build a team that wants to go to a dog show, that wants to share travel expenses, share grooming space, share a pitcher of margaritas and maybe some tears. I don't know, tears of joy, tears of sorrow, tears, whatever. It's really important. I know this is challenging. You guys, I get it. I understand this. But what I'm saying is your life in dog shows, your enjoyment of dog shows will be so much better. Make some friends, join the patrons group, find people near you, go to dog shows together. It is a far better way to spend your time, and you will spend a hell of a lot less money if you have a group of people to hang out with. People that can help you set up. If you've got two dogs, they can help you hold a dog. Like, you can help each other out. It really makes all the difference in the world. I assure you, you will enjoy dog shows a lot more if you just have something to hang out with while you're there. So that's my suggestion on that one. Get a team together.
Hang tight, guys. Got a little bit of information for you. We'll be right back to the podcast in a minute.
Hey, you guys, does your dog have itchy, like sensitive skin? If so, think about trying the new ProPlan Veterinary Supplements Skincare Soft Chews. This supplement is specially made to support dogs' skin health, including conditions like sensitive skin and seasonal allergies. ProPlan Veterinary Supplements Skincare Soft Chews feature collagen, EPA and DHA, vitamin E and zinc to support the dog's skin health. Omega-6 and omega-3 fatty acids help maintain the natural skin protective barrier. Vitamin E provides antioxidant support, while zinc offers immune support. So look for the National Animal Supplement Council quality seal on the package that certifies that skincare soft chews meet the highest quality and compliance standards for pet supplements. They also taste great and are easy to add to your dog's daily feeding routine. ProPlan's Veterinary Supplements Skincare Soft Chews are available via the My Purina app or by visiting purina.com/mypurinaapp, where you earn points on every purchase. You can also buy it online at Chewy and Amazon and in stores at Petco. Here's another one. This is a little esoteric, but I think it's kind of important. Make a backup plan. You set your goal, you made a plan. Now make a backup plan, like maybe two or three, because nothing in the world says dog shows more than the foobar of, you know, the major broke. It was a blizzard. There was a judge change. All of it, right? There's always something that's going to happen. Make a backup plan. Like, this is what I'm planning to do. And the important part of understanding that is that man plans, woman, man, whatever, mankind plans, and God laughs. So understand that you may have to revise your plan on the fly. I can remember, okay, this, tell you a story. Back in the day, a bazillion years ago, you're competing for the highest honors. This was Tim Brazier, who was competing for number one in all breeds, not number one in your breed, number one of all the dogs in the world. And he had a toy poodle that he was showing. I think this was Macarena, but I couldn't swear to it. And he showed his dog at the dog show that I happened to be at in the morning, then got on an airplane, flew to another dog show, lost the variety, and came back to the dog show that I was at to compete in the group. This is what we talk about when we say that's a little more of the extreme expenditure of money. But it's a backup plan. Have a backup plan. You don't have to fly between dog shows on the same day to have a backup plan. But know what's going to happen if the major breaks, or if you can't get to your goal in X, Y, or Z, what's your backup plan? Okay. This one is number five. Super, 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 super important. Make a schedule. I know. In the professional handler world, everybody goes to the dog show. On Monday, you sleep. And on Tuesday, you groom your dogs. It's just a thing. Everybody gets a full trim, a full bath, a full maintenance, the whole nine yards on Tuesday. That was my schedule. Everybody has a schedule. Make a schedule. Literally put it in your phone. Put it on your calendar. Grooming. On Tuesdays, I'm going to do a full trim or a full brush out or a full strip down or whatever it is you need to do for your dog. That's Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, we're going to do an hour on the treadmill or half an hour on the treadmill or go for a hike or whatever it is that is your conditioning routine. And then on Thursday, I'm going to practice. I'm going to do down and backs and hand stacks and free stacks, not all at the same time. And I'm going to practice. So those are my days. These are what I do on this day. This is when I do it after work, before dinner, whatever your schedule is. Put it in your phone. Because if you do, then you're going to go do it. And if you don't, I promise you won't. And the best way to literally light $100 bills on fire is to go to the dog show with a dog that is not competitive, with a dog that is not trimmed, that is not in condition, and is not trained. Why? Why do you do that? Like, I look at people who do that and think they're literally made out of $100 bills. It is not the way to do dog shows on a shoestring budget. Train your dog, trim your dog, condition your dog. You have to be able to beat the very best dog that's there and go into it knowing that you can. Otherwise, burning money sounds good, I guess. I don't know. Put in the time, put in the effort. Do not expect to win if you haven't. And there's a really great episode that's from Remy Smith Lewis that has shown his dog as an owner handler who has Portuguese water dogs. Like, that's a lot of time and effort. Listen to it. It is absolutely worth hearing his advice. And he's going to tell you the same thing. So, okay. Here's a little more fun one. Sometimes might seem a little counterintuitive, but sometimes it's important to take a road trip. Get out of the hood, get out of your local area, travel for entries. If you live in Oregon, there might be entries in, I don't know, Montana, maybe a different style of dog. If your dog is West Coast and you're on the East Coast, maybe you need to go to a different area to be competitive. Maybe that's where you need to get your major, right? I cannot tell you the number of times that there was a dog show, I don't know, half an hour from my house. And I looked at the panel and I said, oh, hell no. I'll drive 12 hours to Southern California rather than show to that person. And it paid off because I was successful under a better judge. It's worth your time and your effort to learn about the judges in your breed. Watch them. Watch the dog show judges when you are not showing to them. Watch them in other breeds. Show them your dog Watch what other people show them. Watch what wins consistently. Take out of it the emotion of my Prisky Pampered pet is perfect and think of it from a more analytical perspective, and you're going to be a lot more successful with that. Please, for the love of all that is holy, do not, under any circumstances, go to those Rate My Dog Show Judge social media pages. They're garbage. Sorry, they're sour grapes, and they are not people who have enough knowledge to answer your question. If you need to know about a particular judge, ask someone in your breed, ask me privately, right? Like, there's ways to learn this information. Rate My Dog Show Judge is not one of those ways. Just saying. I will tell you without question that one productive road trip is going to be way less expensive than four local dog shows that get you nothing but indigestion and a headache. Use your time and your money wisely and do the math. If it costs $1,000 to drive to whatever, another state, to show your dog and your dog comes away with a couple majors versus the $1,000 it's going to cost you to go to four dog shows in your local area and you come up with bupkis, okay, spend your money wisely. Number seven. Yeesh, it's going longer than I thought. Ask for help, y'all. Like, seriously. Honestly, sometimes the best expenditure of your money is to just hire a good dog handler. I know, this is not what you want to hear. That's why it's number seven, not number one, but it's a fact. Send your dog off to Louisville because there's majors that you're never going to find and it costs you a couple grand versus the next 3 years of your life. I promise you it pencils out. Guaranteed. It's been a lot of years doing this, you guys. I'm telling you this from the bottom of my heart. Not because I think handlers are better or more or whatever, but sometimes they can get places you can't get and they can accomplish things that you just can't. And it helps. It helps with the grief and the aggro and the frustration. Just get your goal done, spend the money, and do it. It doesn't have to be a lifetime. Doesn't have to be 3 years of your dog's life. Sometimes a weekend or a month is money incredibly well spent. Choose a professional handler who's a member of the Professional Handler Association or a member of the AKC Registered Handler Program. Choose wisely. Make good choices with your pets, but it can be an extraordinarily useful expenditure of money. And sometimes penny wise, pound foolish is a thing. So run the math. How much money do you spend to drive to the dog show, get a hotel room, eat out, take time off work versus the $2,000 you're going to spend on that handler for that month or whatever it is? I assure you, you're going to come out ahead. Okay, this is another one of those that might be a little bit of a sensitive topic. So I saved it for later in the show because, you know, start with a good dog. I know. Spend the money on the front end to save money on the back end. If your dog is not of the quality to go to a specialty or a couple specialties and finish from specialties, you're going to spend more money in the long run. You just are. And I understand it can be challenging to get a hold of those dogs. I understand all of those things. But I promise you from the bottom of my heart, it will cost you less money in the long run if you start with a good dog. If you have a lovely pet dog, take it to handling class. Learn how to do it. Don't spend money on a dog show with a dog that isn't competitive. It will make everyone's life much more pleasant. yours, the judges, and everybody else except the competition who likes to beat you so they can get points on their dogs. I know that sounds terrible, but facts are facts, guys. Sorry. If you don't know if your dog is of quality, ask somebody. Ask someone maybe other than your breeder even. Ask a professional handler. Ask another person in your breed. Get a fair, reasonable, professional, competent evaluation of your dog. Ancillary to this start with a good dog part, you don't have to show your dog at 6 months old. And if you do, you know, it's worth it. Take it to the dog show, 4 to 6, get it used to the environment, but then put it away. Go do obedience or rally or scent work or something else with the dog. Wait until the dog is 2 or 3 years old to finish it. It will go so much faster. I promise you. There is no extra joy in finishing it super young. All you're doing is taking a dog that isn't sufficiently ready to compete and spending a whole lot of money on it before it's ready to win. Show a good dog when it's ready. That is the number 8. Next up, number 9, dress for financial success. St. John suits are not required. There is no like extra credit or special gold star that you get for wearing a St. John suit. I didn't even buy a St. John suit until I retired from handling. I had a very successful career running dogs to number 1, to best in shows, to whatever, mostly with very careful thrift store shopping. I didn't want to spend $500 on a suit and have liver in the pocket and jism on the shoulder. It's just like not a thing. You can look professional and comfortable and competent and not be dressed in St. John. It's really important to understand that. This is about the dogs. It's not about your outfit. Shoes, on the other hand, shoes are worth spending your money on. If you have to spend money on a clothing item, spend them on the shoes, because that will keep you from dying or being broken, she said, raising her hands. Don't waste money on your clothes. It's just a thing. Eat for financial health is number 10. Pack a cooler. I did it for years. Bring your own food, your own drinks. Host a potluck at the RV or your grooming space or what have you. This is one of our 12 steps to a happier you in the dog show world. It's just all those fancy after show dinners with the hoi polloi. It's so not worth it. Save your money, hang out with your pals, hang out with your dogs, and you can pay for several dog show entries from one of those ridiculous dinners. So there's that. Okay, our bonus point, spend less, learn more. This is a bonus question. Pick up a side gig, helping out a professional handler. Take some time, get to know people, see if there's a handler that you enjoy, how they show their dogs, talk to them, see if they're interested in showing your dog, see if there's a way that you can, you know, maybe shave a few bucks off your bill by helping them out at the dog show. And the bonus is you get to learn a lot. I know that there is sentiment out there in the world that professional handlers are evil, horrible, no good people, and they won't help you and they won't talk to you. And that is just not correct. It's just not. There's a lot of really fantastic people who will spend an enormous amount of time with you if you just simply show a little interest and a little willingness to participate. And they all need help. Everybody needs somebody that can hold a dog, sit with the dogs on the table, pick up poop out of the X-Pen. So it's a thing to consider. It's sometimes a way to get all your things in the same breath and at the same time. So that's what I got for you. That is all the way 1 through 10 plus a bonus. So Natalie, do we have questions out there in listener land that they would like to have answered directly? Hi, Lisa. So Lisa says, is it a fair strategy to wait until the dog is more mature to begin showing so they theoretically finish faster. Fair? Who cares about fair? It's a super smart strategy. Lisa says she's the only breeder showing Greater Swiss Mountain dogs in Canada, so there isn't an entry unless I make it. And I find value in networking and proving my dogs against higher quality in the U.S., but the currency conversion kills me. Yeah, that's a fair thing. If showing a more mature dog gives me a better chance at saving time and money, that helps. But I don't want to piss off other breeders. My main goals are showing the quality of my dogs to other breeders and finishing dogs for my breeding program, not campaigning. Okay, so Lisa, I have to tell you, honey, not only is it fair, it's smart. If you want to show off the quality of your dogs to other breeders, why would you show them in a Swissie? Dear God, I've seen six-month-old Swissies. Why would you want to show them a six-month-old puppy? Show them a two- or three-year-old dog when it's fully bodied up and its legs all go in the same direction and it's trained and it's ready to go. It is 1,000% one of the greatest downfalls of our sport, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, is people are so hell-bent to finish their puppies young. Like, stop it. Stop. Go show in 4 to 6. Take it out to the average dog show, knowing it's just for practice, you know, every couple months for 2 years, if that. Do rally, do, like I said, all the other things. You do not have to finish your dog at 6 months old to make it a dog of quality. Bring your dog out when it is competitive and ready to win. 100%. By the way, I like your pony. Okay. What else we got, Natalie? Yes. Ugly ducklings, Lisa. I'm telling you. Hi, Matt. How you doing? If you have a lovely dog, you may be able to get a championship from group placements at nearby shows. Now, that is fair. That goes to the start with a good dog, Matt. And it also goes to, I think, start with a dog that's older. Other than experience and a little bit of ring awareness, I see no reason to show young dogs. If you're at a local show and you have a really high quality dog, you can absolutely finish it from group placements. I know people with rare breeds that finish them with group ones before there was even points for group placements. So sometimes it's a requirement. Yeah, that's a super great point, Matt. Thank you for making that. Hi, Marty. Okay, so you guys have to understand the inside joke this is. Marty and I went on a trip to Scotland and Crofts a couple of years ago, and she was hell-bent that she wanted to save money. And she told us a story about making grilled cheese sandwiches in foil using the hotel room iron when she was in college. So there you go. That just straight from Dr. Marty Greer, make a grilled cheese sandwich in aluminum foil with the iron in your hotel room. I love that one, Marty. What else you got, Nat?
I think that's all.
Okay. Well, you guys, thank you. As always, thank you for joining me. It was a great group tonight, and I really appreciate y'all stopping by. And again, if you have questions, if you have topics that you'd like to have addressed, please, by all means, shoot me an email, drop us a message, laura@puredogtalk.com. And we will catch you next month, the January live at 5. I'm so excited. Dr. Dawn Sturz from Westminster Kennel Club will be back with us for our last minute live joint Facebook conversation before the big show. So join us then. We look forward to seeing everybody. Oh, you know what? Matt just dropped the greatest suggestion. I didn't even think about it. This is so smart. If you put your entries in to the superintendent at the dog show, if it happens to be the superintendent for the ones coming up, you don't have to pay those online fees. Saves you $4 or $5 a whack. That is a really, really great suggestion, Matt. Thank you. Thank you for that one. That is a super, super tip. All right, you guys, have a great night. Hope everyone had a fabulous holiday and looking forward to the holidays coming up. Peace out, y'all. Good night. All right, you guys, I know I've been talking about this a lot, but I just want to make sure everybody hears about it. I know every pet owner out there has questions about their pet's health. and the Marty and Laura Show is here to help. Hosted by Dr. Marty and I, the new podcast delivers fun, fact-based conversations about all things pet health, whether it's a runny puppy nose or a kitty cough. This show is really designed for your puppy buyers, for your friends, for your non-dog folks in your life, you know, your cousins, uncles, brothers, girlfriend. So feel free to share this on. We encourage you to use this as a great resource for the non-dog people in your life. Talk on.
As always, if you have any questions or input, we'd love to hear from you. The show notes and links to resources on today's topic are available at puredogtalk.com. Drop us a note in the comments or email to laura@puredogtalk.com. Remember, guys, this podcast is for you. So if you want to know something, give me a holler. We'll do a podcast for you. If you wouldn't mind, you could help me out here. Take a couple minutes to visit iTunes and give us a review. The Dog Show Superintendents Association is a proud supporter of Pure Dog Talk. Our dog show superintendents are the hardworking people who make the dog show function. They are advocates for education and mentorship in the purebred dog fancy. So stop by the super's desk at your next show. Tell them how much you love Pure Dog Talk and give them a shout out for their support. That's all for today. Thank you for joining us on Pure Dog Talk.